David Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Date of birth is 8/26/55. Date of visit is 6/10/2025. Mr. Lewis is a 69-year-old gentleman. He's being evaluated today for a face-to-face period. The patient is currently on hospice with history of hypertensive heart disease, heart failure, COPD, atherosclerotic heart disease, peripheral vascular disease, spinal stenosis, status post knee replacement right side, status post knee replacement left side, coronary stent placement, age-related physical debility, and diabetes, period. Patient is weak, obese, most likely has sleep apnea, right-sided heart failure with edema of the lower extremity, period. Patient had initially lost 20 pounds, but he's gained some of the weight back, which appears to be fluid. His PPS is 40%. His son, Derek, is his primary caregiver, who tells me that dad's more short of breath and is having a hard time ambulating. Mr. Lewis continues to smoke. We have discussed this many times in the past. He is short of breath at rest. He's O2-SAT stable at 94% today. He belongs in New York Heart Association Class 4. The pedal edema remains related to his heart failure despite treatment. On exam, his heart rate was 100. Blood pressure was found to be at 160/90 today. His O2-SAT drops in the 80s with ambulation within a few feet of walking. His left-sided MAC is at 32 centimeter. He does wear diapers because of his shortness of breath. It's difficult for him to get to the bathroom and has bouts of incontinence. Patient requires pain medications related to spinal stenosis and chronic degenerative disc disease. Period. He also stays in bed. Per Lewis, his son, or Derek, his son, about 8 to 10 hours a day now. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of the disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.